Hi there. We're so glad you found the Fabric Podcast. Before you start listening, we wanted to let you know that this is one of our earlier episodes where our show was called The Check-In. On these episodes, we talk about the company, giving you insight into who we are and what we do. But in 2019, we realized we really want to focus more on company culture. So we refocused and renamed the podcast. So just a heads up that this earlier episode is still us, the team from The Receptionist, but just with a different show name and a slightly different focus. Thanks for listening. Welcome to this episode of The Check-In, where we're joined once again by President and CEO, Andy Alsop. If you've been listening to our podcast for a while, you know that we have been searching for a director of sales. And if you're new to the podcast, guess what? It's been a while. It's been the better part of a year. But the good news is we finally have a director of sales, Tom Foster, and we couldn't be more excited. So in today's episode, we're filling you in. How did the process wrap up? Where were some of those sticking points? And ultimately, what did we learn now moving forward? We're very excited to have Tom as a member of the team and can't wait to see everything that he's going to do in the role. So stick around and learn more about our update and the final conclusion of where we are with hiring a director of sales. All right. Once again, we are back with Andy Alsop, President and CEO of The Receptionist. How are you today, Andy?
Great, Sarah. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you. So I'm excited about today's episode, as I am for all of these, but especially this one because we talked back in August of 2018 about hiring the director of sales, and it was a big to be continued because we were in the process of hiring this person, and we now have a conclusion to the story. But before we get into that, can you just share a little bit for our listeners about who you are, your philosophy of hiring, and a little bit of the process that someone has to go through when they become an employee here, or they try to become an employee?
Definitely. So, of course, I'm Andy Alsop. I'm the CEO for our newer listeners. We have a very involved hiring process, and one where we've brought in another company to help us. We have the luxury of the fact that we are cash flow positive, so we don't necessarily have to hire anybody quickly because we're running out of cash or something like that, and we've got to make things happen quickly. So that's actually a new experience for me. I'm a 23-year entrepreneur, and I've been in mostly situations where we're trying to scale a company, we're trying to make things run as quickly as we can before we run out of cash, and in this one, we haven't had to do that. Our hiring process actually starts with a company called Scalability Solutions, and we mentioned that and talk about that in that episode from August. But we work with a woman named Lila Blauner, and she's brought a whole new hiring process to us, one that has really transformed how we've hired. We've used this hiring process for the last four hires, and each one of those people have been, I think, the best and brightest people we could have ever hired for this position. Everything in my philosophy starts with core values. If you know what your core values are, and you really should, when you're hiring employees, it's important to know what your core values are because you want to actually hire against your core values. You want people who share the core values that you have as a company, and you have to live those core values. So that's a place that we start. And Scalability Solution will come in and they learn everything about our business, what the business is like, and then they learn everything about the position, and then they learn about everything about the person who needs to be in that position. So when they start screening candidates, they're able to screen those candidates so that they know that these people will be good cultural fits for the company. And then they hand it over to us to do the other parts of the hiring process. So we have something that they brought to us, which is very unique, and that is a simulation. And in this simulation, we're doing role playing. We actually have Sam Penrod, who is our inside sales representative. She's actually playing the role of a customer calling in, and then the candidate has to answer the questions, and we get to understand what they're like as a salesperson. For this particular example, they'll ask questions and they'll throw kind of curveballs at them. And not necessarily because we want that candidate to know everything about the product. There's no way they could when they've just prepared for a few minutes, but we want to hear what they're saying. What are the things they're saying? How are they? What's the inflection when they're talking to the customer? What are the promises they're making? What are they saying about the product? And you wouldn't believe the amount of information we glean from that.
Sure.
We also have in the simulation role playing. In this situation, when we're talking about the director of sales, we wanted somebody who the salespeople felt strongly about, who they would want to, you know, really follow as their leader. And the way to do that is to find out how they coach.
Right.
So we'll have the salespeople come along and say, you know, I'm having this issue and I'd like your help. And it's amazing what you'll actually find out. Other parts of the simulation are, we need you to do some analytical work. We need you to download a Salesforce. We have a fake Salesforce database that we have them log into and download, let's say, a CSV file and massage that to show us what the trends are. Boy, we had a couple candidates, unfortunately, who failed at that step.
Wow.
They didn't have the skills to actually do the analytics in Salesforce, and it was surprising to me that that actually happened. So, and then we'll ask them for just kind of strategic ideas. We don't want them doing a bunch of free consulting. So we give them a fake scenario and say, what would you do strategically? And all of that put together gives us a really good sense of how well that person is going to be able to execute in their position.
That's great. And I'm sure that, you know, even though you're putting them through a lot, it gives you good information and it helps the candidate understand if they're going to be a good fit for that role as well.
That's a really good point. In fact, that's what we get. We actually start off saying, this is not just a one-way evaluation. We want you to evaluate us and know that whether we're the right team that you want to be a part of and the work that you're going to be doing. And so it's kind of a two-way kind of test that each person can do, or the company can do and the candidate can do.
Right.
And the candidates that are the top candidates really embrace this process. They get to the end of it. I had to run the gauntlet to get this position. I know that you have evaluated me to the point where you know I'm the best candidate for the position, as opposed to what I used to do, which was have a couple of interviews and say, well, let's see. Yeah, I guess they're a pretty good candidate.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, it wouldn't work out. And everybody hears this. Anybody who's an entrepreneur hears this is, you know, it's important to invest in the hiring process and to really go slow. So they say hire slow, fire fast. And that's so true here. And that's what we do. We don't, the expense of having to hire somebody is really pretty extraordinary and people don't really kind of get that.
Yeah.
But as soon as you bring in a candidate that's not working out, then all of a sudden you're starting to have meetings about how do we improve this, the performance. And, you know, you're not getting the actual performance out of that employee. And then you're having to exit that employee, which God, anybody who's had to fire, it's one of the worst things you ever have to do. If you take that time in the beginning, like we did, you really end up with a quality candidate there. It takes you longer. You have to be patient. But for all the candidates we've hired through this process that Scalability Solution brought us, every single one of them, they are a contributor to the company. They are on board with the values. They're on board with the mission of the company. And everybody's rowing in the same direction, basically.
Yeah, that's great. The patience definitely paid off. So obviously this took longer than anticipated. And like you said, you were willing to wait for the right candidate. Was there a particular sticking point that you found where sort of candidates fell off, or was there a reason why it took longer than you had anticipated?
Yeah, there definitely are. We're a little picky. We're definitely a little picky.
That's
I'm going
okay.
to just say that. You know, we might be pickier than the average company, but for this position, it was really important. This is a key position for us. We've been able to grow at a very aggressive pace over the last 3.5 years. But I know that the person who comes into the director of sales position is going to affect our growth significantly.
Mm-hmm.
Up until now, all of our growth has come from inbound. So we haven't done any outreach to customers. All of it is digital marketing, Google AdWords, putting out content, a traditional inbound strategy. And that's great. But what I've wanted is the ability to really be masters of our own destiny, to be able to say, look, we're going to look at a particular segment of the market, and then we're going to learn everything about that segment of the market, and then we're going after that. That we're going to go after the individuals who are the decision makers in that market and do it on an outbound approach. And so that's going to really kind of turn the tide of what we're doing. And so I didn't just want to get anybody in there. I wanted to get somebody in there that, first of all, I'm really confident in, that then the leadership team is confident in, and then the rest of the company is confident in. And so for the candidate we hired, a gentleman by the name of Tom Foster, when we did the roundtable, which we do after every candidate interview, and asked everybody on a scale of 1 to 5 on 4 different characteristics, how do you feel about Tom? Tom scored in the 4s across the board.
Wow.
I've never seen it. Of all this hiring we've done, I've never seen anybody who got all four pluses across the board. So there was a real strong, consistent feeling that we found the right candidate. And there were times where I thought, well, maybe we should just go ahead and hire one of these candidates who they've done all right. You know, they've gotten some threes, maybe they've gotten some twos, but it's all right. Let's go ahead and bring them in. I didn't want to make that decision. It was something I've done in the past. It's one of those lessons learned from being beat up in the entrepreneurial world that I wasn't willing to make. And that's why it took so long, is it took us a while to find that candidate. And I'll just say one more thing, is that we marketed this position and we brought in candidates through sort of an inbound effort. But we also went outbound to find the candidate. We did what was called proactive outreach, where we were actually finding people who fit the characteristics of who we wanted to look for, or who we wanted to hire, and then reaching out and saying, are you interested in changing positions? And we created these profiles. And it was as a result of that that we were able to bring more candidates into the pipeline. Just some quick statistics on it. When we hired Michael Ashford, which was a long one as well, he is our director of marketing, we had 350 candidates apply for the position. I thought, wow, 350 candidates. Well, director of sales, I just looked it up, 536 people applied for the position.
Wow.
And it finally came down to Tom. So it just was a matter of being patient. And I've been the director of sales. I'm not the best director of sales, but I knew that I could keep the sales organization going while we were looking.
Yeah.
And now I'm just delighted with having Tom on board. He just started yesterday, in fact. So we're really talking one day and having a director of sales.
We'll give him a little more time to get settled, and then we'll get him on the podcast and
see how things are going. We'll definitely have him on the podcast.
Yeah. So obviously for you, you were willing to be patient. You sort of learned from your mistakes. But for anyone who's listening who maybe, you know, feels that sense of urgency, maybe it's a vacant position, right? They already had the director of sales and it didn't work out, so they're feeling this sense of urgency. What tips or advice do you have, or how can they push through that discomfort and really trust a hiring process so that they find that right person?
One of the things that is so daunting about a search and a hiring process is having to go through all of the applications that come in. Mm-hmm. And if you're a busy entrepreneur trying to run a company and grow a company, if you're spending 4 hours a day combing through resumes and applications and reading them and evaluating them and scoring them and everything else, that is really, really time consuming.
Absolutely.
So for me, what I found was, again, I'd probably say it a lot, and you probably understand that I really like the company, but we have scalability solutions. So they came in, they looked at who are we as a company and what kind of position do you want to hire for? And then they do all of the vetting of resumes and applications. So really, when it came down to it, I was only talking to the people that Lila and Alexa from Scalability were saying, I think you should talk to this candidate. They are a great fit. And everyone they sent over was a great fit, some better than others. And of course, Tom was the best fit of all. But having that way of vetting all of those inbound sort of leads, if you want to put it that way.
Right.
That's just a game changer. I've talked to people about this at many of the different companies I go around and talk to. And just having somebody to kind of cull through that and find the best, that is invaluable. So if I was going to coach anybody, I would say find somebody who can help you vet all the resumes. Don't try to do that yourself, because you're trying to build a business. You're trying to scale a business. And you can't do that when you're going to look through 300 resumes or whatever else.
Yeah, that's a great point. I could see where if you're taking that on yourself, you would feel not necessarily more pressure, but just more urgency to get it done, right? Just so you don't have to keep doing that and going through all the people and maybe feeling like, well, this person is good, right? Like you said, earlier people on in the process, twos and threes, maybe some fours, you felt like, okay, this might be the person. And I could see if you're doing all of that yourself, you might feel more like, let's just end this. Let's get to the good stuff. Let's get to the hiring.
Exactly. I mean, even I was of the same mind. You know, we would sit there and we'd go through and I'm like, wow, it's not a great fit, you know. And but when you get to that candidate, and I guess that's the other kind of piece of advice I would give, is that you'll get there. You will get there. For us, we started in May. We finished the process in December.
Yeah.
We never thought it was going to take that long. You know, we started in the second quarter and we ended in the fourth. We thought it was going to be maybe early third quarter we would have somebody on board. And it's hard. You know, even employees are saying, why is it taking so long? What is it? You know, are you doing something wrong? I'll keep reporting to my investors. We're getting closer. We're getting closer. We just have a couple of small angel investors, and I was giving them updates about the process. But I feel confident that I made the right decision and that we made the right decision to make sure that we waited for the perfect candidate. And here's another interesting thing about the story is that we got all the way to Tom, and we did a roundtable with an entire team, and he's scoring fours and everything else. And there was another gentleman that came into the process actually at the same time. And Lila came back and said, I know you have a really strong candidate, but I think you should talk to this other candidate. And I thought to myself, well, okay. And it's hard to say that because you're like, okay, I've been doing this for this many months. Yeah. Do I really want to put the brakes on to talk to another candidate? Well, we did. Everybody in the company said it's the best choice. The people on the sales team were like, let's talk to as many people as we can so that when we make that choice, we're making it on a basis of comparison across a spectrum. It's not just one or two candidates. So we went ahead with the process, a great candidate. Wasn't quite the fit we needed, but it definitely, that person came in as a strong number two. But what it told us was Tom's the right guy. Even though we went and hired, went and looked at yet another candidate, we went back and said, Tom is the right person for the job. So that was really valuable as well.
That's great. So you've obviously shared a bit about the process and what Tom sort of went through to show you all that he was the right candidate for the job. And as of recording, we're at day one. So I'm sure he's doing fantastic on his first day. But what stood out, anything that you can point to about why he was the person that you hired and how this, story kind of nicely came to an end for everyone?
Wow. There's just one thing, and I think every member of the team would say this too, preparation. Mm. Tom came in and he started free trial. He came in and actually went and put his credit card in and put a paid trial to our software for the receptionist. He then listened to pretty much every one of these podcasts. He read all of our blog posts. He studied up on every member of the team. Wow. He came in so extraordinarily prepared. It was amazing. All of us were stunned. And Lila, who does nothing but hiring all day long, said, this is the most prepared candidate I have ever talked to before. And so that was the thing that really stood out, because when he came in for the interview and he met with the team, he had this incredible energy and desire. He just said, I have never been involved or worked with a team or interviewed with a team that is so cohesively connected, that all are living the values. He was like, I really want to be a part of this team. And from the team's perspective, they're like, wow, you know my background. You know, right. I went to this college. You know, I, did this and I was at this job beforehand. They're all just sort of like, wow, this is incredible. So,
well, that's what we're looking for too, right? Is, that member, that new member of the team who's going to step into what's already existing and does take culture so seriously. You want someone who understands that, respects that, and can sort of seamlessly move right in and keep things going forward.
Exactly, exactly. And they're not coming in. And there's so many people I know, even in sales positions. There are companies where their company is just not doing really well. And they're like, okay, we're going to go and bring this sales leader in and they're just going to save the company. Mm-hmm. And that wasn't the situation. I think Tom felt as though I'm coming into a situation where I can bring my experience. I have built a 65 person sales team in my past. I have been a key contributor to the growth of the company that he was with previously that got acquired. And I know that I can take that. And I'm not just having to save a company. I'm actually building on what is already there. Mm-hmm. And that was really exciting to him. It was a kind of an entrepreneurial opportunity. So that's what's really made it so that, he's just fitting into the team now. But he was even willing beforehand. I said, Tom, we don't have to do it. But he's even beforehand, he was willing to just, dig in and start looking at stuff before day one, which was yesterday. So just like his preparation for the interview, he was fully prepared when he came into the first day too.
So. Yeah, which I'm sure was in some ways no surprise, right? Because of, what you learned about him through the process. So now that he's hired and he's into his first 2 days with the company, what are you most looking forward to with now us having a director of sales? And how do you think that's going to impact the receptionist?
Well, what I know is that the first 30 to 60 days is going to be really Tom getting his feet wet and understanding what's going on with the company. But what I'm looking to Tom for is the strategy that's going to allow us to get to our three-year goal of 10,000 locations mm-hmm. and to our 10-year goal of 100,000 locations. That's part of our virtual traction organizer. We've talked a lot about traction in the past as well. And that actually really helped having this virtual traction organizer, because I can share that with candidates. I could say, this is exactly where we're trying to go. And they have a two-page document that gives them that piece of information. So I'm going to be looking to him to developing that strategy and understanding exactly how we're going to get there and what we're going to do and what steps we're going to have to take. All of our sales up till now have been coming in from inbound, so it's mostly from our marketing efforts. And I want to be our masters of our own destiny. I want to be going out there and reaching out to customers that are ideal candidates for our software and bringing those customers to us in an outbound fashion. And so that's where I'm looking for Tom, is to really start, you know, all of our leads are marketing generated leads. Now I want to start having sales generated leads, and that's what Tom's going to be able to bring to us. And that's my expectation.
Well, that's really exciting. Can't wait to see how we continue to grow with him now in the position. So before we finish up today, what do you feel like you've learned about the hiring process, having gone through this yet again, but a nice long and involved and well done hiring process? What'd you learn from it?
Well,
it has a happy ending, I should say, that we now know has a person in the position. He's moving forward. What did you learn?
There are some days where I was thinking, I'm never going to find a director of sales. So I would say one of them is patience. One thing that we found out that was really cool, that I think it's kind of one of those. So Lila had come to us, and she always does the simulation at the very early stage, because she wants to test those people to make sure they are capable of being able to do the tasks that are necessary. I had kind of said, you know what, let's not do that. Let's do team interviews. Let's do the simulation as sort of a final step that'll just kind of just say we made the right decision. Mm-hmm. Well, Lila was right. Lila, what actually happened, and this was, it was actually, I think, with Tom, and it might have been one other candidate, but it was because of timing. Lila said, why don't we do the simulation now and then do the team interview later? It was probably because of the holidays. I think it was because of Thanksgiving or something like that. And so what we ended up doing was flipping the process. Lila always does her screening. She hands me candidates for me to do a phone screen with them. That's just a one-on-one phone call. What we were doing was going into leadership interview, team interview, simulation. And what we found was we would use all that time for the leadership team and all that time for the team to do all this interviewing. And then they get to the simulation step and they bomb the simulation, which meant that we had just burned a bunch of time. So what we did was we reversed the process. And this is what I learned, is that doing the simulation, once you believe you've got good cultural match, just do the simulation. Mm-hmm. It's time consuming. It involved actually Michael, our director of marketing, Sam, our inside sales rep, and Quinn Walsh, our enterprise account executive, and myself and Lila. So it's a lot of people we had to commit to it. Mm-hmm. But if they couldn't get past that point, why burn everybody's time in terms of the leadership team and the rest of the company? So we flipped it around, and that actually is something we're going to use going forward. We're always going to do the simulation up front. And Lila, actually, her company will do simulations just on their own. So we may do that. Kind of nice having us involved in the simulation, because then those people hearing things, or depending on whatever position it is, because we've got four or five other positions slated to hire.
Yeah. Well, if anyone is interested in working with us, now you have some insider's information into the process, and preparation will likely help
definitely. You out. Go to thereceptionist.com and go to the careers page and keep an eye out for the positions we have opening, because we're going to be opening a bunch of positions this year.
Great. Well, we look forward to it. And we have lots of great blog posts for you to read and podcasts for you to listen to get you all ready for that interviewing process.
There's even a video on the careers page. It's from me talking about my philosophy of hiring and everything else. And the candidates all said they really appreciated being able to watch that video, because they knew whether this was a fit for them or not.
Yeah. And again, it's important. You know, it takes a lot of time, like you said. And unfortunately, there may be times where time is wasted, right? Because you do things maybe in the order that doesn't make the most sense. And you realize, oh, let's do this first. It's time consuming, but we're not getting the whole group involved. But yeah, I think having that information for people available so that they can learn about the company, the culture, the fit. They can realize up front, this feels good for me, so I want to pursue it.
Exactly. Yep. That is dead on right there.
Awesome. Well, so glad to hear about all this, and we're so happy that it has a happy ending that we can hear about today. And we'll get Tom on the show at some point in time. We'll get him on to talk about things. So any final thoughts for us today before we finish up, Andy?
No, I just think be patient in your hiring process. If you have that luxury, take advantage of it. It'll make all the difference in the world.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Of course. Thanks, Sarah.
We hope that you got some good insight into happiness, what we've got going on to ensure that our team and our clients are happy, and maybe what you would like to do to increase the satisfaction or measure that satisfaction for your own clients and customers. And if you'd like to check out our 2-week free trial with no credit card required and to see what we do to make our potential customers and then customers happy, check us out at thereceptionist.com.